Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know, I've referenced this a couple of times, but I really think one of my friends is completely insane. I just received a picture of this, and he's trying to claim that he is like somehow the leader of this movement or something. I don't think it's a movement. I just think the pandemic has caused people to lose their mind. So my friend Rick, he sends me a picture, hashtag driveway drinking. He's in his driveway drinking, like in a chair, open garage door, staring at cul-de-sac drinking. Now, I've said this, like, the guy is basically American Dad, right? Like, big timer with DOD, straight-laced guy, but like the pandemic has now, I think it's really started to get to him. This driveway drinking thing, like, David, I've never heard of this. Like, a backyard drinker, yes. Someone like Wojo who just drinks as long as it's the day end and why, yes. I've never heard of driveway drinking, but he bought a t-shirt that says driveway drinker.
Yeah, which means it must be popular somewhere, right?
But that's what I mean. I've never heard of it. I would never drink in my driveway.
I've never heard of it either. You're right. Back
patio. That doesn't make any sense.
Front porch. Even I've seen or heard of people, you know, in their garage that is set up in their garage doing this, but not in the driveway.
The only thing I will assume outside of the pandemic is beginning to really take a mental toll on my friend Rick is probably half of our audience is loaded currently right now. If you think about how beautiful it is outside, if you think that it's after 4 o'clock on a Friday, and if you're working from home, which damn near all of us are, you're schleffing off. Call it what it is. But I need to get to the bottom of this driveway drinker thing. Because he's trying to make it like this is a thing and like, you know, this is the best way to drink and this is an unbelievable thing. And I'm like, Rick, nobody does this. Like, I don't care how many t-shirts you buy at Spencer's. Nobody does this. This isn't a thing. This is a pandemic corrupting you.
Yeah, I don't, and I'm not saying right now I'm not anywhere, but before when I was everywhere driving around and hanging out and all this stuff, I never seen anyone doing this.
No. No, like a backyard. This weekend, like my big plans this weekend to enjoy the weather, it was supposed to be the Kentucky Derby tomorrow. I should be at the Kentucky Oaks today. I'm going to have a derby party for me and my wife. All that means is we're going to set up the Roku outside, have some mint juleps, bet the races. I'll cook some kick-ass food, and we're going to enjoy the afternoon. But like, that's not driveway drinking. There is no such thing as driveway drinking. I'm starting to get a little annoyed as he flaunts these pictures and acts like this is something that I'm missing out on or something other people do. I don't think anybody does it.
Well,
there is no such thing as driveway drinking.
Not according to the ticket texters. I have plenty of them coming in saying,
please.
Oh, yeah, it's a thing. Driveway drinking with my neighbors. Have done it for years. We are planning on doing it tomorrow. Kim from Sterling Heights.
All right, so hold on. So driveway drinking is a social distancing thing? Is that why he's acting like this is the new hotness?
Maybe, but it sounds like these people have been doing it before now. It says 33 years old. Me and my buddies have been driveway drinkers since we were 21.
But why would you opt for the driveway drink versus the backyard drink?
I have no idea.
It doesn't make any sense. You have cars driving by? That's no good. You have to see a lot of your neighbors? That's not good.
Yeah, no, it's not good at all.
I mean, plus, How do you driveway? What do you do? Put chair? Like, he's drinking at the mouth of his garage. Door open, and he switches his chair from sun to shade depending on the song. Like, I don't get it. I would love to understand it. I don't.
Here's another.
Backyard patio drinker?
Yes.
Deck drinker?
Yes.
Fine. Driveway drinker? I think Tricky Ricky's full of it.
Yeah, here's another one. Just pulled into my neighborhood and drove by two houses with driveway drinkers set up in lawn chairs.
So is this a pandemic thing? Is that why this is a thing now? You're doing it to socialize, and it's easier to do it driveway to driveway versus, like, my buddy Christian, his wife did, like, this driveway social thing, and I gotta be honest, she got all banged up, and she was hungover the whole next day, and he had to take care of the kids. Horrible scene.
Oh, man.
Terrible scene. Apparently, she had these wine coolers, right? But she didn't realize they were 11% by volume, and she was chasing them with White Claw.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Bad scene. David, mother of four. Mother of four.
You know what? Have fun. Enjoy yourself. She's a mother of four. She needs fun.
Listen, that's what he said. But he wasn't saying it the next afternoon when he called me. This is outrageous. She can't get out of bed. But I just want to understand, is the driveway drinking a COVID thing?
Well, I think we might have an answer here on the ticket text. From Mike, he's in his car. He says it's an East Side thing. That people on the East Side, this is what they do.
East Siders are driveway drinkers?
Must be.
Except Tricky Ricky lives in the western suburbs and has nothing to do with the East Side.
Well, there goes that theory then, Mike.
I'm just saying, I need to understand because I don't get the driveway drinking. I backyard, absolutely. I'll probably be doing it tonight. I'm not going to lie to you. I've been very good about, like, my normal thing, David, which you well know, like, I'm the opposite of Sully. I don't drink during the week, and I don't drink alone. Like, that's a Roberto thing. That ain't me. And, you know, like, people are like, well, you got a kick-ass bar at your house. Like, how don't you? What does that mean? It doesn't mean I'm tapping into it on a daily.
That means and I've been wasted every day because of it, right?
Right. Now, I've been very good during the quarantine. Only recently, like, I went out, I had a Zoom cocktail hour with some friends earlier in the week, and I had two. Now, that's not getting crazy or anything, but that's rare. I don't mess with it like that. Now, tomorrow, I feel like I get a free pass. I was supposed to be at the Kentucky Derby. I'll be damned. I have a free pass. If I want to drink tomorrow, I'm going to drink. It's going to be 74, sunny. I'm going to bet the ponies. I'm going to cook a bunch of food. It's going to be exciting. Let the dogs run around the yard. It's going to be a good time. But I got to tell you, this weather being nice, David, it's kind of like a siren's call. It's luring me outside. Like, remember that clip from Nick Bosa, David? Baker.
Yes. Yes.
That's what it sounds like for me right now. Like, hey, why don't you open this bottle?
I've been feeling that all week when I looked at the weather forecast, and I hate doing, like, grass or anything like that, but I'm like,
you know what?
I'm doing everything outside this week, and I don't care what it is.
Yeah. Oh, there's no question. Now, your problem is what you have planned is going to be fun. It's what you got to do to get to the fun. You have to put together the basketball hoop for the boys, and that is a nightmare.
Yeah, you're right. This is not going to be the fun part. It leads to the fun part for the rest of the season. That's what it does.
How long,
I'm setting up the summer.
How long until one of your kids goes to throw it down, and because dad didn't tighten the bolts enough, the hoop comes down like Shaq?
Oh, my gosh. I am worried about that so much.
Dude, you can't screw up.
Well, because here's the thing, and I'm going to be full disclosure here, okay? My mom is already upset with me.
Why?
My parents bought this basketball hoop for my sons 2 years ago. And I'm just now getting to it.
David.
So the fear David. Of me setting it up wrong and then it collapsing on itself or on the kids is a nightmare.
You delayed the joy from your children for 2 years. Then they go to get the joy and we get a fractured skull.
That is my nightmare.
Right. That's great. And it'll be even better when it's you dunking on them, sending their head to the pavement.
Right, with a pregnant wife yelling at me.
Right, that's what you're going to do. You're not going to set the hoop for their comfort. You're going to find the perfect level for you to throw it down and feel like Godzilla. And then you're going to send one of them through the garage.
Well, you know, that's what happens when your oldest son talks trash to you all year. So, you know.
Really?
Yeah. He's been getting into basketball heavy. So he wants to play.
All right. So here's the question. This is important. How many years left do you have where you can consistently and easily beat him at hoops before you're going to have to start to work? I mean, face it. You're going to get passed by.
I say I got four years.
You got some time.
I think I got four more years.
I'll tell you what, me and my dad used to have some wars.
Yes.
But we didn't have the adjustable hoop. Ours was 10-foot regulation. Like there were no games. There was no dunking.
See, but
it got physical. It got bad.
And at least I know I can kind of stagger it. So like when my oldest, you know, is starting to beat me, you know, and I have to work at it, I'll just move down to my younger son and I'll just, you know, worry about still beating him and won't worry about the oldest.
Fair. That's nice. Once the one passes you by, you don't play him anymore.
Yep. Move on.
And you just beat the hell out of the other one. At basketball. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.